This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And class, I heard at the top of the hour news, same that you did, that the trees are confused. They are. And it seems like the mainstream media is bringing up things that we bring up. They're just like a week late. We've been talking about, actually even more than 2 weeks, we've been talking about fruit trees that are budding, and it's the winter. And we were concerned that we may not have fruit because of the extreme temperature delta. Like 65 degrees one day, and then the next morning, we're looking at 24 degrees. So I don't know if we're going to have any fruit or not. We'll know soon, and maybe in a few weeks. But you all know what John Deere green looks like, right? That color that John Deere paints its tractors. Well, our fields have spots that are John Deere green, and this is the winter. This is unheard of. So the grass is confused. The animals are confused. I'm confused. And it's really hard to plan. It really is. There's a car company called Owen Magnetic, O-W-E-N, Magnetic. And they manufactured hybrid electric automobiles between 1915 and 1922, 108 years ago. And this car was so advanced, it had not a gear transmission with a clutch. It had an electromagnetic or magnetic transmission. The drivetrain was separated by a magnetic field. And it had points where you could change the ratio of speeds. And they called this the car of 1,000 speeds. It was expensive. It was somewhere around $5,000 plus when it came out. The company went bankrupt in 1921. They made the cars in New York City. In New York City. They had a large three-story building. It was fireproof on Fifth Avenue, New York City. And when they went out of business, that building was used for other purposes. And currently, they found a great use for it. It's a self-storage facility. So this is like just one little dot of how America is falling down, going from an extraordinary design, a hybrid electric car, 102 years ago, to taking that building and making it into a self-storage facility. If you think about it, there were companies that manufactured pretty much everything people would buy in the major cities, New York, Chicago, etc. There are scissors that you can buy. They're antique scissors, and they'll be stamped Brooklyn. Can you imagine buying a pair of scissors? It's made in the United States in Brooklyn, New York. Or sewing machines that were made in the United States by Singer. Or drills. Or drill presses. Or table saws. Or furniture. It was made completely of real wood. And now the term real wood means, well, it's sawdust with some glue, so it's real wood. I guess that means as opposed to air. Real wood, to me, means solid from the top through the core to the bottom, one piece, not sawdust pressed together. We have fallen and continue to fall. And the people who you look at in Congress, they are a huge part of the problem. So they didn't make a lot of these Owen magnetic vehicles. Jay Leno has one. If you want to see it, just go to YouTube and type in Jay Leno, Owen magnetic, and you'll probably find the video of him with his restored Owen magnetic vehicle over 100 years ago, 102. It's been defunct for 102 years. It was founded 108 years ago. Kyle, any comments about that?
That's just, it's stunning. I haven't ever heard of that one, but, you know, I've thought many a time that, you know, when Tesla created a box, a wooden box, and had two iron rods sticking out of it with two connections on the box, and had them replace the engine with a 200-horsepower electric motor and hooked up those two leads coming into the from the motor into the car and tied those on there, pushed those two rods down, and turned loose of a car that was tested for over a week and ran completely on that. That's what that reminded me of, you know, that just, it's, to me, it was just, there's so much, somehow there's so much technology missing and been, you know, depleted out of our thinking and being, even, you know, Vince, you think about the things that you read in ancient archaeology, you know, how these huge, 100+ ton stones were moved and set. And they, you know, they try to tell you it was by manpower. Not possible. You know, it's not, we couldn't do anything like that today. And if you go from that into being able to produce magnetic transmission, whoever, I've never even heard of that till you just said it right now. What a fantastic idea. And I still think a permanent magnet motor with a clamshell kind of a drive system on it, spinning around a rotor that with more permanent magnets on it somehow in my mind, and I could be wrong, but I just feel like somehow that has got to be something that's possible to do. And I'm just about at the point where I'm going to invest in quite a few magnets and try something like that myself. Go ahead.
Kyle, years ago in the 80s, I was involved with a team of five guys to build a data center for a bank. And I'm talking about a mainframe data center. I'm talking about a huge data center with raised floor. The floor is up a couple feet off the concrete floor. And air conditioning is pumped into the floor, the raised floor. And then holes were cut in the floor so that the cool air would enter the cabinets of the IBM disk drives, the mainframe computer, from the bottom where the equipment, these big massive computers, would sit on the floor, on the raised floor, and the air conditioning would come up through the hole, massive holes in the floor, up through the center of these computers to cool them off, and then the warmed air would come out the top of these massive computers and disk drives. And when we built that data center, we had concerns to have really clean, filtered power. And there's a technology back then, and maybe even before that, which is kind of like this magnetic transmission. And what it was a motor generator. So hooked up to the city power was a huge electric motor. And off the shaft of that electric motor was another electric motor. So the first electric motor was driven by city electricity. The second electric motor was driven by the first one. And because it was an electric motor, it was actually a generator as well. So the first electric motor turned the shaft of the generator. And it was a big flywheel. And the idea was that power might flicker, if you will, or the voltage might vary up and down a little bit. But we could fix that. We could have an electric motor with a big flywheel with a lot of moving mass, a lot of inertia, spinning, spinning, spinning at a relatively constant speed because of the flywheel effect. And it would turn the generator, which would have a precise voltage current output. And that's what we did. And that is the same principle, if you will, of the electric magnetic transmission. So you can take one motor that's powered and drive another motor. And out of the second motor, you can call that a generator. And that's what happens. You know, in these older vehicles, like this 1975 or 74 Ford 3000 tractor that I don't think we'll have time to talk about it, but it has a generator. And what happens is, generator's like a motor, electric motor. And when you turn the shaft of that motor with a belt that's connected to the diesel engine of this tractor, it creates voltage. And you can charge your battery with it and run your headlights with it. So that's the same principle as this Owen magnetic hybrid car. That was absolutely brilliant. And of course, it was so brilliant and so advanced that they went bankrupt. But it was impressive in every respect, because you could have a gasoline-powered car with lights. It was beyond. It was way, way, way early in its time. Kyle, I picked up a generator, and I wanted to specifically talk to you about this in class. So I've had this for a couple weeks, and it was on the internet, in the marketplace. And the guy was selling this generator, 7,500 watts. And he couldn't explain what it was. And it looked different. It has a housing. It's in a metal box with vents. And it has an engine and a generator and some relays. And it's made by a company called Delta, D-E-L-T-A. It's almost impossible to find out any information about this thing. But I bought it believing that I could figure this out. I looked all over on the internet. The guy that was selling it looked all over on the internet. We couldn't find very much information about this thing. But it's a 48-volt direct current generator. And I thought this could be a perfect generator for our farm. Now, why would I want a 48-volt generator? What could you possibly do with that? Everything else on our farm runs on 120 or 240 volts. Well, the battery bank that we have for our solar system is a 48-volt nickel-iron battery bank. And it already has an inverter to invert and convert 48 volts DC to 120 and 240 volts AC. I've got the rest of the equation. So why charge the batteries with a diesel generator with AC current if we could get a propane generator generating 48 volts DC?
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, Kyle spent a lot of years as an electrician, a journeyman electrician, commercial electrician. And this is an unusual piece of gear that I bought. It was for sale, but nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it because no one knew what to do with it. And there are very few individuals who would want one of these things because it's a 48-volt direct current generator. Just about every other generator that you will find is alternating current. So, but this is perfect for us because when this thing fires up, it can charge the battery bank. And the battery bank provides current for the inverter, which is already connected to the whole farm. Kyle, have you ever seen one of these animals? Let me explain what it's used for. It's used for a telco, a telephone company. And what they do is they have typically 48-volt direct current battery banks that back up the electronics and the switching gear at central offices. So if you have, and a central office is not where people are. It's where the equipment sits, and there's one in every little locale. So if you have a little town or city, you've got a central office where switching gear and internet gear is in this room, and there's air conditioning, and it's powered by the utility company. Until the power fails, then the generator automatically kicks in, and they can be propane or diesel. Now, the idea of propane is it's clean burning. The engines don't make a lot of physical noise like a diesel engine. You know, mechanical noise of a diesel engine, and it can be muffled, it can be quiet, and it can be like a standby at the ready. And so this generator is equipped with sensors to say, oh, the grid's down, still down, you know, after a few seconds, it's still down. It fires up, gets the generator running to speed, and then turns on the relays to start charging the battery bank. And it runs on propane, and it uses about 0.8 gallons per hour. Now, in my world, diesel is way more valuable than propane. So I would love to use propane instead of diesel, because I can't use propane in our tractors. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, it's a great idea, Vince. I have seen them many years ago when I was an apprentice. They were changing out those generators. We were in the company I worked for the telephone company many years ago. But, yeah, and there you don't have the conversion loss, if you will. So if you had a 120-volt or 240-volt, 120-volt generator going into your inverter, there is a conversion or inversion loss of going through your inverter and then from your inverter into the batteries. And this, being able to go directly to the batteries, saves that loss, makes that slightly more efficient. Plus the fact that, I mean, from what I've heard, and I don't have a lot of direct experience with them other than just having seen them, they last virtually forever. Well, that's what I've been, you know, what I've heard.
Well, here's the interesting thing. This particular generator, I was able to get the manual. And they're really hard to get because this company that manufactures it is from Taiwan. So I got the manual, the complete manual. This is the owner's manual, the installation manual, the maintenance, it's everything. It's the manual to do everything. And the manual says that there are two versions of this particular generator. One of them has an auxiliary oil tank for lubrication, and one does not. If you don't have the one, if you have the standard model, with just the regular engine oil sump, you should change the oil, full synthetic oil, every 50 hours, every 50 hours. The one we have has the auxiliary oil tank and a pressurized pump and a lubricating filter, you know, like a car would. And the oil change interval is 500 hours.
Wow.
500 hours. That's incredible. That's 10x. So if you look at an engine, you say, okay, let's say a car goes average 50 miles an hour on the highway, and you change the oil every 500 hours, that's 25,000 miles.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
USA News Update. SpaceX's Crew 6 mission is finally off the ground.
3, 2, 1. It is full power. And liftoff of Crew 6. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
Liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center took place just after midnight Eastern Time. On board are two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. The crew will spend 6 months at the International Space Station. A new report from the International Energy Agency, whose members comprise of many of the world's largest energy consumers, said emissions of carbon dioxide climbed less than 1% in 2022. This is despite many countries going back to burning coal as energy after the Biden administration ended America's energy independence. Today is officially Texas Independence Day, a tip of the hat to the Lone Star State. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So you all know that one of the things we do here at Natural Farms is we have an automotive shop. And so our son was going to pick up a car that was, or an SUV that was making a lot of noise. And that was the complaint that the customer had. And we had never worked on this vehicle before. So I said to our son, well, after the broadcast, I'll go with you and I'll help you. And we'll load this onto, we have a car hauler trailer. We'll go pick it up and I'll help you with it. So we went to get it, and we were told that it would run, but it made a lot of noise. A lot of noise, banging noise. So we looked under the hood, checked the oil, and the oil was not on the dipstick. Typical engine holds about 5 quarts of oil. And this is a relatively late model within the last, to me, late model within the last 15 years, SUV from Asia. And so we had a gallon of oil. We put a gallon in there, and the oil was still a little low, but it was enough to start it. Started it, and it ripped, bang, 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 bang. I mean, really loud bang. Got it up on the car hauler trailer, and there was a puddle of oil underneath the car when we started up, and there was a puddle on the car hauler trailer. We got it here to the farm, and we started looking at it, and it's a V6 engine, and the spark plugs are hidden underneath the intake manifold. There's an aluminum intake manifold. So in order to, we wanted to do a compression check and see exactly where all this noise is coming from. There, we didn't find any metal in the oil. And the reason it was leaking is the company that serviced this, that put a new radiator in it, that worked on the intake manifold and changed the spark plugs, they didn't tighten the oil filter appropriately. They just, it didn't contact snugly. So oil was dripping out of the oil filter. And the owner of the vehicle was just adding and adding and adding and adding oil to the point where there was hardly any oil in the engine. So I just, we took a video of this, and with just two fingers I could unloosen the oil filter. That's unheard of. So whoever worked on this, I think, was certainly incompetent, not qualified to work on even changing the oil. And then what we found out was why it was making this noise. So we took the intake manifold out, and one of the spark plugs had come unthreaded and was bouncing up and down and broke the ignition wires. It has a Bakelite type of an insulator with a resistor pack in there, and it smashed that because the spark plug was flying up and down with each compression of the piston. So it's going bang, 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 bang with every rotation of the engine. And we got it all back together, put new spark plugs in, and we had to rethread the cylinder head, which is aluminum. And when we went to put it back together, we found out the bolts that held the intake manifold on were stripped. So it's absolutely crystal clear that some over-energetic person impersonating a mechanic used an impact, probably a cordless impact wrench, to tighten the manifold bolts, intake manifold bolts, and strip them. And put the spark plugs in and strip the head of where the spark plug threads in. The amount of damage, if a dealership were working on this, would probably be $2,000. What we have to do is insert something called a helicoil. So we have to retap the head where the bolts for the intake manifold secure the intake manifold, the aluminum intake manifold, to the engine head or heads. And these are special replacement threads. They look like springs. They're made out of stainless steel, and they're real heavy duty. And what you do is you get a tap with, you buy a kit, and the kit has a special strange size, not normal size, tap where you re-thread oversize, and then you screw in these new threads, which are the appropriate thread size. And we need to do this 8 times, because 8 of them are stripped. So the last guys that worked on it just forced this together, patched it, and it all failed. Every bit of it. I have never seen this level of incompetence from a shop that specializes in imported vehicles. I've never seen this level. And what we're seeing is, and I'm seeing it more and more, even on videos, where people will take an impact wrench, where I would just turn the wrench by hand, they'll use an impact wrench for all kinds of purposes. And of course, it's way easier, but you have no control over a precise installation of an intake manifold. You need to use either a torque wrench or you need to have the experience of torquing by hand. And I have both of those experiences, and I know Kyle does too. But to just take an 18-volt or 20-volt cordless rechargeable impact gun and destroy this engine is just beyond belief. Kyle, have you ever seen or heard of anything like this?
I've never even heard of it, Vince. Nothing that bad. That's amazing.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. I mean, really. And you know, class, we work on a lot of vehicles that people take to Walmart for an oil change or the quick lube places. They have all kinds of names for these quick lube places, quick oil change places. And they all do the same thing. They have a hot melt plastic dyed glue. Or maybe it's not even hot melt. But it's a glue, and it's either blue or green or orange. And what they do is they glue the oil drain plug in place. And it's kind of like a seal to tell the next person that, no, it wasn't removed, it wasn't loosened, it was serviced by the company with the blue or green or orange or yellow glue. And that says that they did it, and they want to make sure that it doesn't come undone, or that the customer doesn't say, y'all didn't tighten this and the drain plug fell out, loosened, and my engine's blown. So they do it for probably legal reasons. But we are seeing so many oil changes where the companies that do the oil changes have no idea what they're doing. And the oil filters leak because either they didn't tighten the oil filter properly or they didn't take the oil filter O-ring gasket out. The last with the previous oil filter, now there's two of them on there, and then the oil filter gaskets blow out. Or they don't have the right filter and they change the oil and leave the old oil filter on there or put it back on there. This is the easiest thing to do is change one's oil. It's the easiest. It's the most common. It's the most necessary part of maintenance of a vehicle if you have an internal combustion engine. And yet, people don't know how to do it. It's stunning to me, which is why you have to do it yourself, class. We're seeing more and more failures. We have a couple Cadillacs here, not ours, blown engines. Dodge van, blown engine. Ford truck, blown engine. All of them, were related to engine oil failures because people either didn't change the oil right or let the oil go too low and, it's okay, it'll be all right. That light just means I ought to check on it, you know, someday, you know, when the oil light comes on. I can't believe it. Kyle, any words of wisdom based on your experience as an advisor at multiple car dealerships?
Yeah, it's, you know, you couldn't have said it any better, Vince. Do it yourself. I have an acquaintance of mine, and I have told him, I will show him, it's so simple, change oil, how to do all this stuff. And he makes quite a bit of money with this truck. It's a Ford F-150 that he has, and he makes quite a bit of money with it because he does repair work all over the state. And so he doesn't want to deal with doing it himself. I've tried to get him to do it, but he goes to this one particular quick lube and it's $75 for them, and he gets the deluxe thing. They're supposed to check your front and rear end, your axle fluid and transfer case fluid and all of the different fluids that go involved with this rather than just change your oil. Well, he was driving his truck a while back and just kept hearing this funny noise, and so he called me. And I said, it sounds to me like there's something going on, a wheel bearing or something in the rear end, because he said it's based on, you know, how fast I go. And I said, it sounds like a wheel bearing or something along that line. You better get it in and get it checked. And so he did. He drove it into another mechanic out there, and sure enough, they put it up on the lift, and the rear driveline, the pickup pumpkin, was completely dry. because the Quick Lube place never checked it. And the guy made a video of it, and he took it right back to him, and they paid for putting in a brand new rear end in that thing because they have insurance for that kind of thing. But they videoed it where it had absolutely nothing in it. They never did even get it checked one time.
You know, we do what we call a level one oil change. And initially, customers, when they come here, they go, what are you guys, slow? You know, the other guys can do this whole thing in 15 minutes. It takes you 2 hours. Well, it's because we actually clean the area where the differential plug is on the pumpkin, if you will, the rear end of a vehicle, or in the front. If it's four-wheel drive, we literally inspect the fluid. We dip into the fluid to see if the fluid is contaminated with metal, the level of the fluid, the type of the fluid, the transmission fluid, the power steering fluid. We grease the entire car with red grease, check the wheel bearings, check the steering system. It takes us 2 hours to do an oil change, and people think we're really slow. What's with those guys? But that's how long it takes. And that's why the Quick Lube place didn't do it, because they can't. They can't check everything in 15 minutes. It's impossible.
Yep.
And then,
right.
And how much is it? How much is a rear axle replacement? I'm guessing around $2,000.
Yep. It was $1,400 for the rear end and $600 for the labor. That's exactly what it was, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, you really have to do it yourself, because here's another example. Guy had a vehicle, and he decided to have it, just bought it, and decided to have it cleaned on the inside and under the hood and all that. The brake system warning light came on because the guys that cleaned the interior got the switch for the brake pedal covered with whatever cleaner was, and damaged the contacts for the brake light switch, so the brake light stopped working.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I was thinking about our son who decided he was going to take a day off and go just show up at three dealerships and kind of walk in around the back and get noticed and see what would happen. And so he got noticed at the Ford dealership, the Chevrolet dealership, and the Mercedes dealership. And two of the three offered our son a job on the spot as a mechanic. He's got started working on vehicles when he was about 10 years old. I trained him and showed him how it worked, and he's been learning ever since, doing lots of reading and lots of hands-on experience. So a 30-year-old guy with 20 years experience in automotive mechanics. So he really knows what he's doing. And so he was invited into the service manager's office of the dealerships, except for the one he knows most about, which would be Mercedes. They threw him out. But the Ford and Chevy dealerships wanted to hire him on the spot and pay him a lot of money. And he doesn't want to do it. So he'd rather, you know, do what he's doing here at the farm. And so he was talking with the Ford dealership service guy, the service manager. And they were talking about lug nuts. And our son mentioned that, you know, the Ford lug nuts rust between the stainless steel cap of the lug nut and the steel lug nut encapsulated in this cap. And when you put the socket on, you can't get the socket off. I mean, you have to hammer the socket on to the lug nut, and then it's really difficult to take the socket off the lug nut. And the dealer said that whether the customer wants it or not, they're going to sell the customer a new set of lug nuts. So if they do anything with the wheel, if they work on the brakes, front or rear, and they have this problem, the customer is going to end up buying a new set of lug nuts, just like the lug nuts that just failed. And Ford, the service manager said that Ford will not admit they have a defect, but everybody knows they do have a defect, everybody that works on these. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is because here's the proof. If you go to AutoZone, or if you look online and you type in, you go to AutoZone, comma, lug nut sockets, you'll find that they sell a set for $66.99. It's a five-piece set. It's a half-inch drive, and it has a 19 and 21 millimeter socket. It's reversible, so one end's 19, one end's 21. Those are common sizes. Then it has a 21 millimeter and a 21 and a half millimeter socket. It's reversible, so one end's 21 millimeter, the other is 21 and a half millimeter. Now, why would they have to have a 21.5 when the actual size is 21 millimeter? Because the lug nut expands because of the rust, and you can't get the 21 millimeter socket on a 21 millimeter lug nut. It balloons like it's having a cheeseburger. So you've got to get a special socket that's 21.5 millimeters. And then they have a 22 millimeter, which is a common size, and then the other end of that socket's 22.5 millimeters. Then they have a 19.5 and an 18.5. So these half sizes are because these lug nuts balloon, because the design is not good. So it's a real common problem. The manufacturers won't admit it, but yet there's a special set of tools that you need to buy to get the lug nuts off. So if you are fortunate and don't have a flat tire, you might not know this. But if you're unfortunate and you have a flat tire and you want to put the standard size tool that comes with your vehicle, if it comes with one, to take the tire off, you won't be able to do it. No kidding. Kyle, any comments about this fiasco?
Well, that's just the only tool you need, Vince, don't you know, is the cell phone, you know, for AAA. I'll be like, Oh, my goodness. It's just, you know, I've always thought, Vince, these guys like Musk, to have his kind of money or Gates' money or somebody's money like that, even, you know, you're sitting on a billion or a couple billion dollars even. There is so much of a potential for someone to come in and create a pickup and a car and just call it simply a truck or simply a car and make stuff standardized, you know, like the old Chevy engines used to be able to just interchange them and go. Take something like the General Motors 3.8 V6, bulletproof motor pretty much, right? And make that thing fuel injected, put good injectors in it, put a good transmission behind it, put everything in there simple, put hand crank windows, and, you know, basic car, you know. To me, it's like you could sell one car and be kind of like Henry Ford, you know. You could have any color you want as long as it was black. But you could make different colored cars, but you just make one car. And then you just make one truck, and it'd be a three-quarter ton, four-wheel drive. And you pick out a good bulletproof motor to put in there. And it seems to me like there'd be a way to make, you'd make so many millions of dollars it wouldn't even be funny.
You know, Ford actually did that. Ford actually came out with an economy car. I mean, no frills. I mean, no frills. And this was during the Arab oil embargo of the 70s. And they said, nah, we're not going to do it. They actually built it and threw it away. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us. Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
You bet.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.